Welcome to the Heaven on Earth podcast, a world where you study the story you were born into and redesign it into the story you choose. A world where you can have heaven on earth right here, right now, no matter the past. For me, heaven on earth is a holistic experience, leading with the heart, engaging with mind, body, and spirit. It's mindful, fostering calm and secure attachments. As we rise into consciousness, it's an earthly journey where we sensually embrace dynamic living. In today's episode, I am going to talk about what heaven on earth means to me. And this podcast is my invitation for you to consider joining me in heaven on earth. And I know there's some of you that are thinking, what is this? Is this religious? Is this utopic? Is this la la land? Maybe some of you are thinking. And mostly from my vantage point, heaven on earth is a place that we can reach during this lifetime, no matter what we've been through. And we can reach it here, not because we've died and gone to heaven. Heaven is here now. Now, I know this sounds a little wacky given the state of the planet today. And given that there's so much wobbliness and what feels unstable and insecure, it seems like a far reach to be talking about heaven on earth. For some of you, it might even seem irrelevant to talk about heaven on earth during such tumultuous times, and times that began during COVID. These incredibly unexpected events on the planet that actually, weirdly, strangely brought us all together as a humanity, where we realized these things are not over there, aren't happening to someone over there. They're happening to all of us, all of us, all of us together as humans. Doesn't matter where we come from, who we are, how old we are. If COVID did something, it was to bring us together as humans who could be impacted by planetary events. And it is happening right now. This sense of danger, of low-level danger, and let's give that danger a name. That name is extinction. Human extinction. It's when humanity is so close to the edge of extinction. And when there's things like global violence or global wars that go on, it actually brings us close to this edge of extinction. And so it seems bizarre, doesn't it? It seems so bizarre to be talking about heaven on earth. And yet, what I am proposing, what I am inviting you to, is that this is the exact moment, the exact time to be thinking of heaven on earth. Because if, as a humanity, we are reaching for heaven on earth, it gets us farther and farther away from that edge of extinction. Let me just start by sharing what I think heaven on earth is. And I'd like for you to think about this as I'm going to give some examples to see if you resonate, to see if there are parts of the heaven on earth that I believe in that actually touches you in some way. Let's start. I would like to begin with us leaning back, and I invite you to all lean back. Why do I ask you to lean back? Is because usually as humans, we're always rushing forward. We're always in some way not in our bodies. So I'd like to invite you to lean back. I'd like you to think of your body as a throne. And that when you lean back, you're actually taking a seat into your throne, into your body. And I'd like to invite you together. I know this sounds bizarre, but just run with me. Play with me. Start taking a few deep breaths, and let's do it together. Breathing in and breathing out. Breathing in, breathing out. And breathing in, and breathing. I'd like you to think of that as a universal prayer, as a way that no matter what religion we belong to, what spirituality we adhere to, if we don't have a spirituality, this is a way that we are all united, and that heaven on earth and breathing is our portal into acknowledging life. Because without our breath, we don't live. And so what we're doing together is acknowledging and coming together around our breath. And so it can be a prayer, it can be a common language that we have, but what you'll also notice is that immediately we become calmer. Immediately by doing deep breaths, our bodies calm down, which means that we can be in our body more. And so this is a perfect moment to start talking about what heaven on earth means to me. So I do have notes on when I teach, when I talk, or when I share. I like having ways of looking down and finding, because I can go on a tangent with so many things. So I like to have some sort of structure. So what's heaven on earth? Heaven on earth is a place, is a process where we learn that our wounds are actually our gifts. That there is a way to use the story that we came into, the wounds that we came into, the things that happened to us that felt adversarial, that if we learn to use them, to transmute them, alchemize them. And all alchemy is taking some form of matter, some sort of matter that feels base and maybe unattractive and maybe where you might not think that there's anything good in it. We take it and we transform it into something beautiful. So one of my beliefs about heaven on earth is that we can take our wounds and our past experiences that have felt hurtful or violent or volatile and transform them into our highest gifts and therefore our gifts to others. And I'll be sharing my story at some point, and you'll see that this is really true for me. Number two, heaven on earth is also a place where our gifts are our gifts, where we want to take our gifts that make us unique, whether that means that you're funny or warm or affectionate, or you're really good at being efficient, or you're super smart in math, and or you have an ability to sing, to dance. There's so many ways that we're gifted that makes us unique, where we want the gifts that we were born with to shine. Some of you might be able to walk into a closet and immediately see where everything needs to be categorized. Each of us are born with wounds, yes. But we're also born with gifts. And in heaven on earth, we are here to highlight and shine our gifts. Heaven on earth is about coherence. Basically, what that means is about aligning. Aligning our mind, our thoughts, aligning it to our heart, how we feel, aligning that, all those two, to our body, that our mind, heart, and body are connected. And I'm a big believer in the invisible. Now, whether that invisible means God, whether that invisibility means the quantum field, whether that invisibility means angelic frequencies for some people, whether that invisibility means the ability to experience energies that we cannot see. In some traditions, that's called faith. The alignment of mind, heart, body, and spirit, connection to the invisibility, when that all can come through together, like a beautiful pillar of light going through us, that is a coherent life. That is a congruent life. What happens is that sometimes we're thinking one thing, but our heart is over here, and we're not even sitting in our bodies anymore, and we forget that there's an invisible, powerful force around us that can help us, that is here to serve us, that we are here to serve it, that we are here to be in constant collaboration between the visible and the invisible. But when all of that comes together, when we know who we want to be in our mind, when our heart feels it with our passion, when our body gets goosebumps and sends us messages that this is the right decision, right? And when we can feel something expansive, broader, telling us, yes, yes, when we feel that coherent, congruent, connected, yes, that is a coherent life. That is heaven on earth. And I know already, I can actually feel it already, that you who are watching this know what that feels like, knows what that mind, body, heart, spirit, energy, feeling of coherence, you know what that feels like. But there's going to be so much, many more details. I'm just giving you the broad overview right now. The other way heaven on earth exists is through what I call threading, like we're sewing together, moment by moment, experiences of mindfulness. What is mindfulness? Mindfulness meditation has been something that has been trending all over our planet for the last 25, 30 years. Although that type of meditation, the ability to be very present and in the moment and observing of the moment, has been around for centuries, since the beginning of time, mindfulness meditation. What I'm describing as a heaven on earth experience is when we notice it. When we notice a cute puppy and we can feel our heart open up, when we notice someone being kind, when we notice that we're feeling really sad. This idea of noticing what's happening right here, right now, in the moment. Now, what usually happens to us as humans is that we're rushing. We're rushing to the next thing. We are stressed out. We're doing this. We're doing that. We're in our wound. We're in the past. We're in the future. One way that I like to describe mindfulness is that we're not in the future at all. And we're not in the past at all. We're right here, right now. So an example for that for me is like dancing. I love dancing. When I'm dancing, I'm not thinking of the list, my task list, my groceries. I'm not thinking of any of that. I'm not thinking of my past and the way that I might have been bullied. I'm not thinking of the future, the way I need to save money for my IRA. I'm not thinking of any of that. I'm just loving dancing in the moment. Now check it out. If you don't feel like you're a good dancer, it's not going to be a great mindful moment because you might be thinking of the past. You might be thinking of a time where you were embarrassed to dance. You might be thinking of the future. You might be so obsessed with learning the steps that you're not in the present moment. But right now, I'm going to invite you to think of a time of moments where you forget everything. Might be that you're singing in a choir. For some of you, it's cooking a meal. I know a lot of people who feel like they have mindful moments when they're cooking a meal. When do you feel that you're really present? The runner's high, for example, sometimes it's for people who are playing sports. They feel that they are in the moment. Well, heaven on earth means that we have the capacity and the ability. This can be learned. This can be nurtured of being more and more and more in the moment. Today, I went to get my hair done. I went to get my hair blow dried. And the woman who was washing my hair, and it was so beautiful. I was mindfully there. She was washing my hair. We were talking. And we were talking about the Our Father. And again, this isn't a religious podcast, but we were both remembering the Our Father together. And all of a sudden, she was washing my hair. Think of this beautiful moment. And we both started to say the Our Father, remembering when we were little girls, when we had to memorize the Our Father. And so we recited it together. And I just felt fully in the moment, this connection with someone that I had never known before. But we both felt so powerfully connected, mind, body, spirit, heart, all of it, in that moment. And that was a mindful moment. And then I got into an Uber, and there was an older Ethiopian man, and he was driving, but he had this beautiful classical music on, and it was a waltz, and it was a waltz that I recognized, and I started humming it in the car, and then he started humming it, and there we were, both humming this waltz in the Uber ride. Those are mindful moments that I noticed, and so heaven on earth is the experience of threading more and more and more mindful moments together. There's so many. And I want you to start thinking of your mindful moments. Heaven on earth is a commitment. Commitment. I'm using that word specifically to a calm central nervous system. Commitment to a calm central nervous system. And what I mean by that is most of us, whether it's because we are trauma survivors, I certainly am one, because our planet forces us to be in stress almost all day long, whether it's because some of us have high anxiety. For whatever reason, where our body feels, the best way I can describe it is jacked up, where we're activated, where our body feels like we are in danger. I like to say, are you in code yellow, code orange, or code red? Code red being the highest form of feeling danger. The commitment to calming the central nervous system requires practices, rituals, tools. The good news today, for some of us, medication. The good news today is that there's so many options and there is an awareness about how to calm the central nervous system. And so heaven on earth is about committing to calming the central nervous system. Heaven on earth is about a commitment to calming the central nervous system. Why? Because when we are calm, when our body feels like it's not in danger, we can love freely. We're creative. We can find solutions when we are calm. There's so much that can happen. We can have more enjoyment of those mindful moments. It's absolutely beautiful. So, heaven on earth is about knowing and practicing having a calm central nervous system. Next. Sorry that I've had people mention that I pull my glasses back. Just get used to it. It's something that I've got to do because they start to slide down. In heaven on earth, we form chosen adult bonds of secure attachment. We have four types of attachment styles. What that means is the way that we were raised by our caretakers, whether it be your father, your mother, your nanny, your grandmother, your auntie, whoever it was, your older sister, is the way that we learn how to love people in the world as adults. I'm not going to go into it today, the four types of attachment styles, but it's super, super important to learn about. Heaven on earth, no matter what our attachment style was, we decide that we will commit to forming adult bonds of secure attachment. Now, this doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to be with the people in our family, because for some of us, those can be very painful experiences, and maybe the people that surround us aren't ready for them. In adult relationships of secure attachment, what is included is respect. That's key. Respecting each other. It includes sharing. It includes, yes, having each other's back, but not in ways that feel compromising or threatening. Sometimes we're asked to have each other's back or be someone's ride or die in ways that really compromises the self. So we can form in heaven on earth, or in my heaven on earth, we can form adult bonds of secure attachment by working on them, by learning about them, by deciding to be with people who are also on the journey of healing and of wanting to create new types of relationships that are based on stability, safety, respect, collaboration, cooperation. So heaven on earth has adult bonds of secure attachment. In heaven on earth, preferences are respected. In fact, let me back it up. In heaven on earth, respect is the common language. So whether we speak French, Spanish, Chinese, Turkish, it doesn't matter. Because respect is the common language. I respect you. Sometimes it might be hard for me to like you. Maybe I can't love you, but I will respect you. Heaven on earth's common language is respect. And having said that, respecting the preference of others, preference automatically become boundaries. So we don't have to fight for our boundaries. And we don't have to fight for respect. We give it to each other. So if I prefer to not eat meat, you respect it. And that immediately becomes a boundary. If you prefer to not be married and have kids, I respect that. Because it's a preferences becomes a way of just deciding for ourselves, not to enforce, not to convince others to join my preference, but just to be in a space together where I respect your preference and you respect my preference. Because see, our preference is what makes us unique. And respecting our preferences is what makes us collaborative and open. Now, let me tell you what happens when we are threatened by someone else's preference. And I certainly have been and certainly still am. So I'm not saying that I don't get extremely threatened by someone else's preference. I do. But mostly what I've been able to identify in myself, it's because it scares me. It scares me that something will be enforced upon me. That I won't feel sovereign. That something will be pushed on me. But also, it threatens me at a very core level to feel separate, to feel different. For example, in a family, it might feel threatening to have someone have different preferences than you, because it means then that we might be separating. And sometimes we do separate. A lot of times we do separate. What happens is, with adult bonds of secure attachment, the foundational agreement is that we will be safe and stable in our separateness. And that's the psychological concept of individuation. I respect us, I keep us safe, I keep us stable. And once that's established, then we have the freedom to explore, to be different, to be separate, to individuate without having to create war, conflict, fight. So this is a really key component, is this idea of respect, of preference, but it can't come without the sensation of secure attachment. If we become securely attached as humans with safety, stability, and respect, then all we've got is feeling different and separate. And that's the basis of war. That is the basis of conflict. We're going to talk about that a lot. And if you saw my first episode with Amanda Flaker, we talk a lot about the war vibe and what creates the war vibe. And usually it's based on hierarchy and wanting to dominate each other, and making our differences more important than the way that we're connected and the same. So if you haven't watched the first episode, please watch it because it's so important. And listen, it is so important during this time on the planet, during this time of incredible insecurity, instability, unsafety. It is time to bring the planet back to a calm central nervous system and to see the ways that we feel safe and stable. Okay. And I'm going to make that connection in a second. The fact that what we do individually in our bodies for ourselves is actually what the planet also needs to do. So heaven on earth is not just for you or for me, it's for the whole planet. So the other belief in heaven on earth is that as we rise, as we heal, as we move up into a higher consciousness, into more awareness, into becoming really awake to look around us, to see how we're feeling inside, to see how what we're feeling inside is actually impacting our external world, right? Because that's true. Whatever's happening inside of us is actually going to show up outside of us. So as we become more conscious, as we heal, as we go from, I have a phrase that I like to use, from trauma surviving into trauma rising, trauma surviving into trauma rising, as we begin to rise spiritually and get more and more connected to the invisible, to God, to Spirit, to Holy Spirit, to the quantum field, choose what that is for you. As we do that, the more in love we are with this life experience, the more we become aware of sunrises and sunsets, and the more we become aware that our wounds are actually our gifts, that our gifts are here to be shared, the more we see our interconnectedness with others, with animals, with nature, the more we become in touch with our bodies. Listen to this. With what we see, what we smell, what we taste, what we hear, music, food, water, beautiful water. When we feel soft textures, when we pet our fur creatures, the more we rise, the more coherent our experiences, the more we adore, the more we remember what life is on this planet, the more we notice the beauty of this planet, the beauty of connecting, like those two moments today, the woman washing my hair, with the Uber driver. We were just loving those moments of connectedness without even knowing each other, quote, without even knowing each other. So one of the ways that heaven on earth shows up is that we begin to love what this feels like here on planet Earth. So this is my last description for today only, because I'll keep adding to what heaven on earth means. And as you comment, and I invite you to, because I want to connect with how you're connecting to this. I want us to connect to each other. If this is turning you on, if this is lighting you up, I want to know. Because then we start to form a circle of people who on this planet right now, while it's unstable and wobbly, are committed, are curious about what heaven on earth means. Okay, so my last description for today is the place that we're headed. We know that we are over the bridge and smack in the middle of heaven on earth. Do you know when? Do you know when that happens? When we 100% love ourselves. When we can see our wounds, our past, our mistakes, our flaws. When we have used our practices, our rituals, our tools, our communities. When we have read the books, when we have done, when we have walked that journey, the place it is going is to 100% love ourselves. And there's a lot of ways to describe that. Some people would describe that as nirvana. Nirvana is not a place out there. Nirvana is right here. And it's full self-love. That's what the Buddhists would say. Some people in metaphysics would say that that is ascension. And there's a lot of people today, including myself, who believe that even though we're seeing so much happening on the planet, most of you know that during COVID, the whole planet, humanity, and individual humans had the experience of literally waking up. And I know the word woke has a lot of meanings. What I mean by it is when our eyes just come open, and we have this profound, passionate experience of seeing things anew, of seeing things differently, of understanding things in a way that we never understood them before, of having what I call the sixth sense. If some of you have watched the movie The Sixth Sense, where at the end of the movie, the protagonist connects all these dots. That's what we're doing. So many people on the planet today are connecting all the dots, are understanding why they are here, are understanding why we are here right now, 2023, on the planet. They're connecting the dots. That's us. We are meant to be here. And we are awakening to that. And this podcast is about that, is about this coming together. So whether we call it nirvana, ascension, heaven, enlightenment, whether we call it psychologically individuation, self-actualization, there's so many beautiful ways to call this. What it really means is, I am so in love with myself in spite of my past. That's the spoiler alert. That's when we have built a house in the middle of downtown heaven on earth. But in the meantime, there are still just dirt roads. There's no infrastructure in heaven on earth. And some of us, I'm gonna use some words here, because, and I want you to maybe close your eyes or really feel it. Some of us right now are the bridge builders. I am certainly a bridge builder in every single thing that I do in my life, and I'm going to talk about that later. I'm a bridge builder. I like to bring people, communities, concepts, ideas together. And part of where I see what's happening on planet Earth is that there's an old Earth that is still dominated by war and conflict and separatism and hierarchy and subjugation and superiority. Who's better? Who's worse? And again, I want to ask you to go to the first episode of this podcast so that you understand more about what I'm talking about. And I happen to believe that COVID shook us up to start seeing that we can build, create, redesign a new earth. In fact, I would say, and a lot of the teachers or colleagues that I have conversations with would say that we must build a new earth. And the new earth is created with the principles that I just described of heaven on earth. Because if we continue with the way that the old earth was set up, we will become extinct. We'll basically kill each other off. If we continue to self-hate, which is the opposite of self-love, if we continue to self-hate, we will not stop hating another. For whatever reason, choose the reasons, we will not stop hating another. So the spoiler alert, the goal is ultimate self-love, self-understanding, self-knowledge, so that little by little we can come together and stop hating each other. So for now, there's some of us that are bridge builders. There's some of us that are way showers. What that means is that we like to show the way. We don't force it. We don't convince. We don't beg. We don't dominate. We just say, hey, this is the way that I took. This is what I learned. Here's a possible way. I include myself in that group. Some of you are light workers. And that can be in your very homes. That can be in the supermarket. That you insist, and again, are committed to, shining light. And by the way, when I say shining light, I don't mean dis the darkness. In the darkness is where I learned some of my greatest lessons. So we love the darkness as well. We love the dark night of the soul. We love the places where we had to wrestle with ourselves. We love it. Because why? Because the wound is the gift. And we understand that we had to learn from it. So we love the darkness. And in fact, it is light workers, maybe like you, maybe light workers like you, who will show the way, who build the bridge that shows others to love themselves and their own darkness in order to come into the light. So I'm giving you a lot of concepts here. And that's what makes us trauma risers. Again, I am not saying that we don't come from trauma. I do, and a lot of people do. And I'm actually so thankful that what I'm seeing on the planet now is that There's so many people talking about trauma these days. It's not taboo. It's not something to be hidden or ashamed of. It is the history of humankind to have trauma. The history of humankind. So the more we can shine light upon it and find all the ways to heal ourselves, the better. Because those are the little bricks towards heaven on earth. Those are the bricks to heaven on earth. So I want you to be thinking about old earth and new earth. I want you to be thinking about that this is the moment in time to actually be talking about heaven on earth. This is the moment in time to be called as a bridge builder, a way shower, a light keeper. If we are here right now, it is for a purpose. So I will be sharing more and more of these concepts because in my next episodes, I want to talk about how what we do in one person, in the individual, in ourselves, actually is what is going to heal the planet. You healing yourself will cause the ripples on the planet. In fact, on my website, it says, be the pilot of your soul and the ripple on the planet. These are my beginning concepts that I want to invite you to learn and think about in your own life. I will be alternating between me sharing my own concepts about what heaven on earth is, but also inviting people who I see, like the first episode, like Amanda Flaker, are actually doing heaven on earth today or building bridges towards heaven on earth. So we're all here to do it if you accept the call. And you can do it right in your family. It doesn't have to be on a planetary level. But know that you doing it in your family will have an impact on others and the planet. Thank you. Thank you so much. I will see you in our next episode. Listen, I would love to get this message. I'm on a mission. I'm passionate. I'm driven. So please find me on Spotify. Find me on iHeartRadio. Find me on Amazon Music. And find me on YouTube. You will definitely find me on YouTube. Find me on Instagram. All of that is there. And share this message. And please connect with me. Connect with me. Tell me what you're thinking, what you're feeling. I'm here. I'm here for the dialogue and the interaction. Welcome to heaven on earth.